Good. Thanks for making time with us this morning. We usually catch up with you on the final Tuesday of the month, but we decided since that was Halloween, and obviously last night's meeting had a little bit more gravitas on it. We're very thankful that you did join us this morning. First of all, for people that perhaps don't take the paper or follow everything that's going on around here, yesterday you had a meeting that had a lot of importance to people in your district. Tell us about what happened.
Yeah, very, very emotional. We had a meeting last night in the auditorium at 6:30, and we had a half hour of public comments, and then followed by board discussion, and then the recommendation to move forward on option one of the long-range planning, which did include the closing of Steinsville Elementary, and that was approved by a 4-1 vote. The school will close at the end of the 17-18 school year. It was something that none of us liked. However, looking at what we were, I had to look at professionally. We had, since 2011, we've gone from 225 down to 148 kids. Our operation cost per student was $8,400 out there versus $4,800 and $4,900 at our other two elementaries. The first year, all that adds up to $600,000, a little bit over. Looking at the professional side, that's very difficult. It's also very difficult looking at the other side, where you have the emotional part of it. And as I had mentioned to you guys before, the emotional side of that for me, I lived through it as a student in the fifth grade. They closed St. Paul's School over in Decatur County, school that my mom and dad graduated from. So I understand that. I understand what happens to 9 out of 10 little towns after the school goes away. And so all that rolled together made it very, very difficult. As I had mentioned on Friday publicly, that no superintendent in the state of Indiana or anywhere wants to come in and with that on an agenda, and that was the last thing that I sure wanted to do when I came here five years ago. However, the things that I've shared kind of brought it to where we had to address it.
And the other issue is the I don't want to say opposition group. That sounds like it's some hostile thing. People said, well, why don't we have more time? What was the more time going to do? Because the finances, it just seems like the math in this situation just wasn't going to work itself out.
Right. Redistricting would lower the cost per student at Steinsville, but would raise it in the other buildings. That did nothing overall for the general fund, and we still have a building that is in need of updates. So that was in long story short, that became an option that just wasn't doable. We had the long range planning committee meeting that each building had equal representation on back in the month of June. And June 19th, the 18-page report from that committee that they presented options to the board to consider for that was read on the 19th. That was on of course Cats TV, and we had mentioned that on long range planning at every board meeting there, and for a number of times, and also again it comes back to I understand that it's very, very emotional. Nothing short of next to losing a loved one, I don't know that there's anything that tugs at your heart more than losing your hometown township school. And so that it's no fun for any of us. But like I said, with all those things rolled together, we didn't have a choice. We had to address it.
Mike, with the transfer of these students to the other RBB schools, is this a smooth transition, or is this something you've got to expand your current facilities in order to accommodate?
Right. We have classrooms for those students. We're going to in the next month put together a transition plan to make that as smooth as possible. The positive is that all of our schools are A's, and we're excited about that. There was never a question that that Steinsville is a great place for kids and EIS and EPS are a great place for kids too, and they will have a great experience over there when they get there. And we will we have three classrooms in each of those buildings that are going to be designated. Those maps are on of those buildings are on our website that you can take a look at, and also like I said, we will be putting together the transition plan in the next month to make that as smooth as possible, and even though it's going to be continue to be very, very sad for a lot of families and a lot of alumni, there's still a lot of positives to look forward to also.
Mike, one of the questions that came up was, well, you guys are spending money on sports facilities. Why not just spend that on Steinsville and get that up to standard and everything would be fine? How do you deal with the transition between sports and the transition between schools?
Right. Great question. That was one part of the entire plan. That originated with the long-term planning committee in their list of options underneath the high school. Last Wednesday, I had gone through each of the options that were considered absolutes for each of the buildings that the committee presented to the school board to consider. And that was one of the things that were listed under the absolutes for the high school. One of the reasons being in our last, going back X number of years, in our last three major renovations, none of our outside facilities had been updated at all. And so that was one of the things, for a number of reasons, that it was up front. One reason being that it doesn't, there's no disruption of the classroom when you're working on outside facilities, and that's why it was in phase one of option one as it was presented. But if you look at the entire plan from beginning to end, it includes connector classrooms that will accommodate any growth and all. Beyond that, the plan for a pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, first grade building, and then the connector classrooms then become STEAM labs with a few additional classrooms there. So that will accommodate any growth. So there's academic instruction is addressed first and foremost, but however, that was an option under the high school and in the first phase for those reasons.
Did the presence of the charter school cause some of this financial consideration?
We live in an age now where that always has to be taken into consideration. We lost approximately 100 students to that last year, we have gained back somewhere between 20 and 40 overall. But yes, that is definitely a consideration that we have to consider in the time that we are living in. We're competing for students, whether we like it or not, and we can call it what we want to, but we're competing for students. And the thing that we've tried to do is put out our brand that we offer an excellent product. We now, like I said, we now have all A schools, and
But you don't know your corporation grade, right? You have that's embargo. Don't tell us what it is. You've got all A schools, but yeah. That is great news. And to keep, I don't want to say keep up with the Joneses. That sounds so poorly. But if you're going to expand and grow, and you have those resources and those A schools already going there, that's the best you can do with what you've done. You don't have an infinite pot of money you can just spend. It doesn't work that way anymore, and that's the tragedy of it all.
Right, and I appreciate you bringing that up. One of the things that I will tell our folks and the community too is that, and you've heard me say it before, between the years 2020 and 2025, we retire the debt that for our intermediate and primary schools, the recent renovations, and I say recent, it's already now 7 years ago, on our high school and junior high school, a couple roofs, the 04 pension bond that every corporation in Indiana was required to take out to fund retirements. We are retiring that. So we are using that to meet our needs and even a few wants, and using that without raising taxes a penny, and also so we're able to upgrade our facilities and not affect our taxpayers.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School System. And Dr. Mike, it was a tough decision to make, but what's the future then? What happens come the start of schools in September or August of 2018?
Well, we're looking to have a very smooth transition. There's going to be obviously some changes for some folks and some of our kids being in a new building, but we have the greatest of confidence that they're going to have a great experience. We have all of our schools are great schools with good and great things that we offer. We have great administrators. We have great teachers that are very loving and nurturing and all. And I would encourage our parents to be positive with their children that this is going to be different, but very, very positive in that we have great schools and they're going to have a great experience. We will have some changes in our bus routes. That was a question that came up, but we are working to make bus routes as efficient as possible. We are working very, very hard to make that as seamless as possible. We are looking at the majority of our ride times to be 35 and 45 minutes. Right now we have some that are in an hour, but we're trying to address that and make that better as well, looking at a couple possibilities, one being those routes that go to Bean Blossom Township, possibly all elementary routes, for three buses, and then the other three buses be all secondary, and then that way that cuts down on time to getting back to school and like that. So we're looking at every avenue like that to to make what's already workable even better.
Well, and the good news is you have plenty of time to do that because it's not going to start until next August as well. Keith,
yes.
Go ahead.
Mike, do we lose any teachers, any people who were working in Steinsville? Do any of them lose their jobs or positions in this transition?
Our teachers will move with the kids, and we are looking at positively toward giving our folks an option that if they're familiar with the teacher from Steinsville, that they would have that option to have them in a familiar teacher's classroom. If they don't choose to do that, that's fine too. And through our support staff and all, much like corporations around us and throughout the state, we have people who, folks that get married or move or whatever life brings you, that open up support staff positions. So we are 100% confident that there will be a place for everyone in the support staff as well.
Mike, it was a tough decision. It's not one that you like to make, but you had to make it, and you think it's for the good overall?
Yes, for the company. As tough and emotional as it is for our good folks at Steinsville, I come into a position where I have to look at the big picture and do what's best for the corporation. And as tough as it is, you know, like I said, next to losing a loved one, I don't know if there's anything that's any tougher than losing your hometown township school. As tough as it was, if I didn't feel in my heart that it wasn't the right recommendation to make last night, that I would have made it. And also we will move forward and we will continue to be a great and greater corporation.
All right, Mike, good job. Thanks, Doctor. We appreciate your time. And as Keith mentioned, it's not an easy decision to make, but that's
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, please.
I was going to mention a couple other things.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
And I didn't mean to interrupt. I apologize.
No. I was going to ask you if you had anything else. That's perfect timing.
Okay. All righty. Cross country teams. What a great run they're having. Austin Haskey, for the second year in a row, is going to be in the state finals cross country. Our entire girls team is advancing to the cross country state finals. First time that a team has advanced since 2008. So congratulations to all of our kids there. Last Friday and Saturday was the Band of Americas up at Lucas Oil Stadium. We performed at 1 o'clock on Friday. Our kids did a fantastic job. We finished second overall for the entire competition in our class. So the hard work paying off there. And also, believe it or not, this Thursday night at 7 o'clock here, girls basketball scrimmage.
Well, let's go. The confluence of the winter sports and the fall sports coming together. Your football team had a great rebounding second half of the season. Great job from them as well. So plenty to be proud about here on an otherwise tough Tuesday morning. So we appreciate your time and coming out and talking to us. You didn't have to. You did, and we appreciate it because not everybody, like we mentioned.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you guys do for us. We are always very grateful.
All right, and we'll get caught up with you right before Thanksgiving next month. How does that sound?
That's right, yeah. And a week from tomorrow, I have round number 2 surgery. So if I'm not around.
We'll find you. We'll find you to make sure you're doing okay.
3 weeks, you don't hesitate to call me.
Excellent. Well, we wish you the best of luck in advance and hope it all turns out well for you so you feel much better. Thanks again for your time, buddy.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.